A decades-old price support program for tobacco soon could be history. Both houses of Congress are considering a tobacco buyout, something farmers have been urging since the government slashed production levels in recent years. Lawmakers plan to pay for the multi-billion dollar buyout by charging cigarette manufacturers. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Farmers say the current quota system that restricts who can grow tobacco is working against them. The Depression-era program was designed to protect growers from overproduction and low demand and guarantee a minimum income. But quotas have been passed down through generations, so many farmers now lease the right to grow tobacco from non-growers. Those leases have become more precious as the government has tightened the crop. Kentucky Congressman Ernie Fletcher.
The prices, as there's less and less quota, have continued to rise to where the price support system no longer makes it affordable for the farmers to grow the tobacco.
Fletcher, a Republican, has proposed a plan to buy out quota holders and provide farmers transition payments based on the amount of leaf they produce. Those who want to get out of tobacco farming altogether would get a bonus. A similar measure was introduced in the Senate this week. The concept has bipartisan support among tobacco state lawmakers. Congressman Ken Lucas is a Kentucky Democrat.
We need a buyout so those people who want to continue to raise tobacco can, and those who want out of the business can get out with some respectability and dignity.
Tobacco farmers lined up to testify in favor of a buyout at a House Agriculture Committee hearing last week.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Donnie Moore, and I am from Chatham, Virginia. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today. I'm 46 years old. I farmed the land my grandfather and father farmed before me. My wife.
Moore and others painted a bleak picture for tobacco growers. The government has cut quotas by 60% since 1998 as cigarette sales declined and foreign competition grew. The result this year is that farmers planted the smallest tobacco crop since 1874.
Right now, the farming community is almost in a state of panic, wondering if another quota cut is coming and how large will it be.
Moore called on Congress to help.
We in the tobacco-producing community see no sustainable way out of a 50-year-old program except for some sort of quota compensation and producer transition payments, simply stated, a buyout.
The estimated cost of the buyout is anywhere from $13 to $19 billion. It would be funded through user fees imposed on cigarette makers. Brown and Williamson Vice President Brennan Dawson told the Agriculture Committee it's not fair to pass the cost to smokers who are already burdened by high taxes.
Right now, 46% of the price of a pack of cigarettes is taken directly by state and federal governments. It adds up to about $120 million a day. There is enough tobacco tax money to go around right now, we believe.
The nation's top cigarette maker, Philip Morris, has voiced support for the buyout, but its competitors say they can't afford it in a marketplace already squeezed by declining cigarette sales. R.J. Reynolds Executive Vice President Tommy Payne says assessing companies could backfire on farmers as the firms look for ways to offset the charge.
They're going to make it so cost prohibitive to manufacturers that they're going to have to stand back and say, you know, where am I going to buy my leaf? If I can buy leaf from Brazil that's of equivalent quality for 40 cents on the dollar, what are my options here in terms of being competitive and reducing my overall cost?
Some conservatives in Congress are opposed to an industry-funded buyout, which has led tobacco state lawmakers to forge an unlikely coalition with public health groups and anti-smoking activists.
We think that any legislation needs to look at the problem of tobacco more comprehensively, and that the highest priority is to ensure that tobacco products are regulated by the FDA just as other products.
Matt Myers is president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. He says they'll support the farmer legislation as long as Congress also gives the Food and Drug Administration jurisdiction over tobacco. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.